Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm Michelangelo. It's time for One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
All right. As you know, on Fridays, I always go back to the archives and check out classic A&G clips. And boy, do I got a good one for you today. This clip goes back to November 24th, 2003. Gladys? Yeah, even on Fridays, you got to work, Gladys. All right. Thanks, Gladys. Now, regular A&G listeners know that Joe has mentioned, you know, from time to time that he hates going to a movie theater. I always wondered, why is it that he hates movie theaters so much? In this segment, Joe tells the story of how he took Declan and Caitlin, two of his children, who are both about 4 and 5 years old at this time, to go see the holiday classic movie Elf with Will Ferrell, a PG-rated film. It's one of those great family movies that's just like Christmas Vacation and A Christmas Story, movies where the whole family gathers around on Christmas Eve and watches. At least that's what my family would do. Instead of getting that happy family movie viewing experience that Joe wanted, well, he got something a little different, and I think it scarred him for life. So let's go back to this segment from November 24th, 2003.
All right, so I took the kids to see Elf yesterday.
That's the movie about the little guy from the North Pole?
The elf, precisely, yeah. Will Ferrell. I will skip to the end of the story.
Great reviews for this movie, by the way.
Great review from me. Could not have enjoyed it more. 4-star family movie. The day it's out on DVD, I'm going to buy a copy. We're going to watch it every Christmas time. Liked it that much. Fabulous for adults. Kids loved it. Fabulous movie.
I won't go because it commercializes Christmas, but you know how I am.
I respect your stance. Appreciate that. So we get to the movie house. We went to the Sunday matinee when we should have been at church. And the theater probably had 15 people in it total. We sit down, we get ready, we're right on time. The previews start going. And I should preface this story with the fact that my son Declan is a fairly sensitive boy. He's going to make a fabulous husband someday. Good dad and everything. He's a sensitive kid and has a really beautiful spirit and all. And he doesn't like scary movies. Okay? No problem. We're going to see freaking Wolf, Elf with Will Ferrell. Welf, as I call it, just for short. Okay? So the previews start, and it's a preview for some sort of a supernatural thing killing people movie.
One man alone in space.
Preview. And it was, you know, R-rated movie. And the first thing he says is, Dad, should we leave the theater? And no, I said, no, son, the preview's rated for everybody. But it's really intense. And I'm thinking, whoa, jeez. Why does the audience for Elf want to go to that movie? And then another movie comes on, and it is really sexual and violent, the preview. Again, it's approved for all audiences, but it's intense. And then another harem-scarum movie comes on, and my son is trying not to cry because it's loud and it's intense and it's that bam, bam, bam pacing that previews are. And then there's some movie about guys who ride motorcycles real fast and have sex with cheerleaders that they're plugging. I'm thinking, wait, this is a PG movie.
You walked in the wrong
theater.
What
are they doing? No. Right theater, my friend. Correct theater. And then it looks like the previews are over. Thank God. Now can I see the lighthearted family comedy? And then the next preview starts, but it looks like the beginning of a movie. And it has Dark Castle Entertainment, which it was got a really scary 15-second logo thing going, right? Halle Berry. The words appear on the screen. And there's Halle Berry. And she's talking to some woman who looks like she's been on heroin for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And they're talking real intensely. And I think, boy, this is a long promo. Suddenly, this woman, this heroin addict-looking woman, starts yelling about the devil and drops an F-bomb. I'm like, wait a minute!
Yeah, I've seen Elf, and I don't remember this part. Maybe it was the director's cut? I don't know.
And this woman behind me gets up and says, and she yells something. She goes back. The movie stops. All right? We're in the right theater. They're showing the wrong movie. They're showing the previews and the beginning of Gothica.
Halle Berry in prison movie.
Halle Berry. Right. Right. And at this point, you know, my daughter is disturbed.
An F-bomb.
My son is very unhappy.
That's not Will Ferrell.
And needless to say, I am very unhappy with United Artists Cinema.
I'm asking for free popcorn at this point. The biggest one they got. And free Jujubes. Now that you choke on those. I don't know. Milk Duds, I guess. They're a little softer.
Whose asses were saved only by how good Elf was.
I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but it's a pretty funny story.
Well.
You're lucky it wasn't Saving Private Ryan. You wouldn't have been able to get out of there before they saw 10 people's heads blown off.
Counseling for years. It would have cost me thousands. I'd have sued them for that.
We're behind the green door.
So here I am sitting thinking, boy, this is going to make a pretty weird story on the air. What are theaters thinking? Showing promos for nasty movies and, elf comedies.
Right.
Turns out they're not. So I wish the story was done.
Yeah, the story gets worse. So if you're running, you better start walking. If you're standing, you better sit down. If you're clapping, I don't know what you do.
And here's where it becomes a bit of a cliche. All right, so we settle in. It's now... I'm sorry.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I thought... yeah, my brain couldn't compute it. I thought, did she just say... She's talking about the devil... And I've got to tell you what the line was, okay? Here I am with my children, my small, innocent children
Who've maybe never heard that word?
Probably from their friends, maybe. But in front of me is a mom and dad with kids littler than mine. More kids in back of me, okay? It's a theater full of mommies and daddies and little boys and little girls. And Halle Berry's talking to this chick who looks like she's been on heroin all her life. And they're discussing, she's saying it's the devil. Halle Berry's trying to suggest it was her stepfather doing these terrible things. Well, why did you do this? To stop him from effing me! So she's talking about Satan raping her.
This is an elf. I don't think that's Will Ferrell.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Where's Bob Newhart?
When's Bob Newhart come in?
So they stop it. They stop it. Thank God.
Oh, golly.
The relief is writ large on my son's face when I say, I'm sorry. They were showing the wrong thing. They start up more promos.
So after all that they've gone through, they got to watch more previews? What the heck? Just start the movie. No more previews. It's bad enough when you go to a theater and you have to sit through 20 minutes of previews. These people have traumatized your children already, and now they got to watch previews again.
Completely inappropriate. Again, they stop it again.
They had the wrong movie again?
Yeah, this time it was just like a teen comedy that was too racy. It wasn't terrifying, at least. And so then they started a third time. And at this point, it's 20 minutes late. The movie's starting at least 20 minutes late. And five people walk in and sit directly behind us. 20 minutes late for the movie. This kid is caressing a plastic crinkly bag like Michael Jackson caresses Macaulay Culkin.
Say what?
All right, for the longest time, and I know we're running late, but I got to finish the story. Goes on and on, and I turn to my kids. I said, if that doesn't stop, we're moving, okay? Movie starts, these people crinkling a little too much, chewing a little too much, talking a little too much. Welcome to the American movie experience, right? About 5 minutes into the movie, bleep, bleep. Right. It's this guy's freaking cell phone. Bleep, bleep. Thinking, listen, bad enough, turn it off. He reaches, oh, no, he makes noises like he's embarrassed. I think, okay, we're all human. Hello? No, I don't think so. Starts his conversation. Then he starts talking really loud in Spanish, as if he's talking to a deaf Mexican relative. And to the credit of everyone in the theater, there's only 15 of us, everybody at once said, shh, would you be quiet? Cut it out! Shh! Hush! Caitlin, Declan, come on. We move up several rows into the side. Leave them behind. I will never go to another movie in my life. That is my point. Movie studios, stick them on DVD quick as you can. Right. Never again. Never again.
That's why I don't go. I've got a big screen TV with surround sound. I don't see it right when it comes out, but I see it 3 weeks later in my own house without the noise, without the cell phones, without everything else.
Poor kids.
Without them accidentally showing Debbie Does Dallas when I'm trying to watch Willy Wonka.
Got a bunch of 4 and 5 year olds terrified, literally crying in their seats as various The Devil Is Raping Me movies begin. Nice.
But you still had a good experience. Still liked the movie. We're able to calm down enough to like the movie.
Yeah, and it took a hell of a good movie to do that. 4 stars. 4 stars for Will Ferrell's Elf.
I agree with Joe. Elf is a great film. Great holiday film for the family. Has Zooey Deschanel in it. She's got blonde hair in it. And, of course, Will Ferrell. And it's just a fun, lighthearted comedy. Really, really recommend it. And I do agree with both Joe and Jack about movies. You can get them at home now. Especially now. You got the 4K TVs. You got the large screen. And you've got the streaming services that will deliver a lot of the movies to your home. That's becoming much more common. It's going to be interesting to see how movie theaters do in the future. Anyway, I thought that was a great clip from 2003. So you guys have a good weekend. I'm Michelangelo, and thanks for joining me for the Friday One More Thing. Next week, we'll look at another classic A&G segment.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.